Okay, let's get cracking. Today we are continuing in the first parak of Maseches Megillah. Today we're going to be learning Parak Aleph Mishnah Tes and Parak Aleph Mishnah Yod. As we continue the Ein Beins again, as we're contrasting two different types of halachic things that are similar yet different. The Mishnah here in Parak Aleph Mishnah Tes is going to contrast two types of Kohen Gadols, that originally an ordinary Kohen would become a Kohen Gadol by being anointed with the special oil that was prepared by Moshe in the Midbar, that was referred to as the Shemen HaMishcha. This minhag, this practice, stopped towards the end of the first Beis HaMikdash period, when King Yoshiyahu hid the oil in order to prevent it from being captured by those who were invading and trying to destroy the Beis HaMikdash. Now, throughout the rest of the first Beis HaMikdash period and the entire second Beis HaMikdash period, a Kohen would become the Kohen Gadol just by putting on the big day kahuna, really the 8 articles of clothing worn by the Kohen Gadol. These two types of Kohen Gadol were the same, except when it comes to one particular area, says the Mishnah, Ein bein Kohen Meshuach b'shemen ha-mishcha limeruba begadim. There is no difference between a Kohen Gadol who was anointed with the special Shemen HaMishcha and a Kohen Gadol who was merely simply put on the additional 4 articles of clothing. 4 plus 4 is 8 that a Kohen Gadol would wear. Ella par haba al kol hamitzvos, except for the bull that would be brought as a carbon chat, as a sin offering, for violating any of the mitzvos. That if a shemen hamishcha, the anointed Kohen Gadol, mistakenly, if he accidentally ruled that a forbidden act, which is punishable by kares, is allowed, and then he performed that act, then he must bring a special type of carbon chatas. This halacha applies only to an anointed Kohen Gadol. Again, a Kohen Gadol that was anointed with the Shemen HaMishcha. However, a Kohen Gadol who simply increased the number of his clothing, he would bring a regular carbon chatas in such a situation, in such a circumstance. This is actually stated, as the Bar Tinura quotes, in the beginning of Sefer Vayikra. The Torah tells us, "Im a Kohen HaMashiach yecheta, if a Kohen HaMashiach, if the Kohen that was anointed sins, la'ashmas ha'am v'hikriv eschato, asher chet par ben bakar tam la'ashem l'chatas, that he causes the guilt of the people, he shall bring for his sin that he did a bull without any sort of blemish to Hashem for a karban chatas." And again, the pasuk specifies the Shemen HaMishcha, the Kohen that was appointed by this special oil. Now the Mishnah is going to contrast a different pair of Kohanim Gedolim. If a Kohen Gadol becomes temporarily unfit to serve in the Beis HaMikdash, then another Kohen is going to take his place. When the first Kohen Gadol then becomes fit to serve again, he is going to be restored to his initial position, and the substitute is going to be sent away. Even after leaving, however, the substitute Kohen Gadol is going to maintain some level of holiness of the fact that he used to be a Kohen Gadol, and therefore there would be two Kohanim Gadolim, the one who is serving and the one who is retired. It says the Mishnah, Ein bein Kohen Mishamesh l'Kohen She'avar. There is no difference between the serving Kohen Gadol who is active and the retired Kohen Gadol, Ela par Yom HaKippurim ve'asir ha'eifa, except for the bull that was offered by the Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur, and the tenth of an eifa, meaning which is part of the Minchas Chavit, in one of the flower offerings offered by the Kohen Gadol every single day. That these karbanos are brought only by the serving Kohen Gadol, and they would not be brought by the retired Kohen Gadol. Now, as we continue with Parak Aleph Mishnah Yod, the final two Mishnayos of this parak are going to discuss some of the places where karbanos were allowed to be brought. Now, during the 40 years of traveling in the Midbar, karbanos were brought at the temporary Mishkan that the Bnei Yisrael would carry and set up wherever they traveled. When the people entered Eretz Yisrael, they made a Mishkan in Gilgal, which was near Yericho, where it stood for the 14 years during which the land was actually being conquered and divided into the various portions for the Shvatim. Then they moved it to Shiloh, where they built it with walls of stone, and it remained in Shiloh for 369 years. In the time of Eliyahu the Kohen, the Mishkan of Shiloh was destroyed by the Plishtim, and it was rebuilt in Nov after Shaul HaMelech killed the Kohanim of Nov for helping David, the Mishkan was moved to Givon. It stood in Nov and Givon for a total of 57 years, and then Shlomo HaMelech would build the Beis HaMikdash ultimately in Yerushalayim. Now, when there was a Mishkan in the Midbar and in Shiloh, and after the Beit HaMikdash was built, it was usher for a person, it was forbidden for a person to build his own Mizbech and bring Karbanos on it. However, when the Mishkan stood in Gilgal, Nov, and Givon, private mizbechos were allowed, and therefore, in those times, there were two types of mizbechos. There was a bama. There would literally be a bama ketana, which was a small altar for them to bring karbanos, that was built by a private person, and there was a bama gedola, a major bama, the main communal place in Gilgal, Nov, and Givon, where people would bring karbanos. It says the Mishnah, ain't been bama gedola, bama ketana. There was no difference between the karbanos brought on the big major bama and the karbanos brought on the small bama ketana. Ela Psachim, except for the Karban Pesach, which were allowed to be brought only on the major Bama, a minor Bama, a Bama Ketana, was only for personal voluntary Karbanos. Therefore, the Karban Pesach, which is a mandatory Karban, could not be brought there. Finishing off the Mishnah, says the Mishnah Zakhal, this is the rule, Kol Shehu Nidar V'Nidav Kariv B'Bama, any Karban that was voluntarily vowed or donated was allowed to be brought on a small bama, the bama ketana, the chasheinu lo nidav lo nidav in okarav b'bama, but any carbon that was not voluntarily vowed or donated, it was obligated for a person to bring, was not allowed to be brought on a bama ketana, and had to only be brought on a bama gedola. Quick review, Perek Aleph, Mishnah Tes Torah, number 1. That there is no difference between a Kohen who was anointed with the Shemen HaMishcha versus a Kohen who was actually just became the Kohen Gadol due to the fact that he ate clothing of the Kohen Gadol, except for the fact that the special Karban Chathas was only for making people make a mistake and doing something wrong. That was only going to be brought by the Kohen Gadol that was anointed with the Shemen HaMishcha. That a regular Kohen who just has 8 articles of clothing, he's going to, and if he makes people make a mistake, then he's just going to bring a regular Karban Chathas. And then the Mishnah concluded by telling us there's no difference between the serving of the serving Kohen Gadol and the retired Kohen Gadol, except for the bull offer of the Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur and the Minchas Chavitin, which was only brought by the Kohen Gadol that was actually serving actively in the Beis HaMikdash. And then Perek Aleph Mishnah Yud told us the difference between Bama Gedola and Bama Ketana in those specific places before the Beis HaMikdash was built, where you were allowed to have Bamas, where you were allowed to have these private altars, able to bring Karbanos. And we said that ultimately the only time that you could bring something on a Bama Ketana was if it was a voluntary, optional Karban, but any mandatory Karbanos, such as the Karban Pesach, could only be brought on the Bama Gedola, could only be brought on the larger Bama. Have a great day.